Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the glorious eastern coast of Australia to the darkest corner of your greatest fears. Prepare yourself for terrifying tales of yaois, UFOs, paranormal anomalies, and much more. Nothing is impossible, and nothing is off limits. Welcome to Believe the Night Shift with your host, Cade Moyer.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. It is a pleasure to be with you wherever you may be joining us from. We are broadcasting live to YouTube, so if you are watching this live, be sure to comment and let me know where you are tuning in from. My name's Cade Moore, and I'm your tour guide on tonight's journey, and if you wish to join me, I have some open lines for you. The number is 0730403096. You can call in and share your strange or unexplainable stories. Now, tonight is a fairly unique episode in the sense that I have a guest joining me tonight. And this is, I'm going to say, a definite listener favorite. It's one of my favorite people in the entire world to kind of just be around and just have a basic gin wag with. And that is my friend, Mr. Brent Thomas from the Paranormal Portal. Mate, how are you?
I'm freaking tired, brother.
For those who are watching live, Brent has absolutely done the monumental task of waking up at 3 a.m. to jump on this live stream with us. So hat is off to you, my friend, because what an effort that is.
You know, I wouldn't do this for anybody else, brother, but I love you, and we've had a long and wonderful friendship and working together through the years. So when he said, hey, I was doing a show, and I was like, wow, you know, that'd be great. I'd love to be a part of it, because I've always seen these notices come out, but it's like, oof, you know, that's really not gonna work out. But I was just like, you know what? Screw it. Let's make it happen finally. And so it's a real pleasure to be here. Of course, I love all the people in Oz and down under in New Zealand and stuff. You guys are amazing. And you've been incredible supporters of my show. Mostly thanks, I think, to Cade for helping my name get out, you know, in your area. But you guys are amazing people, and it's a real pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You really do have quite a strong following over here in Australia, which I always find really, really great, because I love like little shows like ourselves supporting each other. It's like a little community, and you don't see that very often when it comes into the paranormal or Bigfoot kind of worlds, because you kind of look at like any kind of Bigfoot or paranormal group, and it's always like they seem to be butting heads, and there's like a really bitter rivalry there. But I don't know, you and I were just the complete opposite, and absolutely like embrace each other's wins and successes, yeah, and kind of always cheering for each other in the other corner.
You know, I have to tell you, when I first got into this game, I was like, oh man, it's gonna be dog eat dog. I'm gonna have to crawl over the bodies of my enemy, you know, that kind of thing. And it's been anything but that, because I've met so many wonderful people like yourself and people that are supportive, and we kind of have just been lifting each other up and have made this real, I don't know, international family of shows and people that have come together, because I think we're all doing the Lord's work here. So you know, this has been an amazing journey, and it's full of amazing people. There's some idiots out there, don't get me wrong, but so far I've been real fortunate that I've really met and become friends with some incredibly wonderful people.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing that I love about what we do is there's really no boundaries to, like, there's no borders to the paranormal, because, you know, we'll have very similar stories on each other's podcast, but the people are completely different, the situations are different, but the experience that people have, like, you can find this common thread through, I guess, a lot of the guests that we have on each other's types of podcasts, and yourself with your YouTube live shows that you pump out like a madman.
Well, I'm less mad than I used to be. I literally used to do 7 YouTube live streams a week, like one every night, and then 3 podcasts per week in my first season. And that was, you know, 10 new shows every week. And I don't know what the hell I was thinking, but I just really threw myself into it with reckless abandon. But I only do 3 live streams now on YouTube, and the occasional video here and there. But yeah, I and one podcast per week. But I don't know. It's just, you're right. There's such a cornucopia of phenomena to pick from, and so many incredible people that have been willing to come forward and share what their experiences are, and not to mention an interwebs full of articles and topics that you can cover. So, I mean, there's no shortage of weirdness, and I think that that's the really powerful part, though, is that the reason that I love this field so much is because it really reminds us that we're not in a box. You know, I think we get this conditioning in our mind, like, you know, this is reality, is the, you know, the four corners, and it's real rigid, and you have to stay within the boundaries. But then this stuff happens that's so far out of everything that we understand and know. It's just like, why did my cereal bowl move? That doesn't make any sense to me. You know, that's not supposed to happen. Or what the hell's the light? And that's, you know, that's not a plane. What is that? You know, so these things happen that just really, you know, pop us. And I think that's largely a really good thing, because I think we come to understand that the world we know is not really the world that is. It's just it's bigger. It's more dynamic. It's more incredible and amazing, and these things kind of just pop through and remind us to open your mind, open your eyes, because there's a whole hell of a lot more going on here.
Oh, mate, I 100% agree with you, and it's rather fascinating, like, you kind of bring up that type of topic, because I was recently on Facebook, and I'm rarely on like social media these days, because I try to stay off it as much as I can, and sure. I commented on this thing where it was a major news broadcaster here in Australia, basically said that NASA was talking about UFOs, and I haven't looked too much into what, like, the, I guess, that first year review from NASA is, but I kind of commented on there that people were saying, hey, UFOs aren't real, you're all crazy, you're out of your mind. And I kind of said, look, the Pentagon's come out and actually said, you know, these things are unknown, we don't know what they are, they show off planet capabilities or something like that, or these craft are, like, kind of built off planet, and it was kind of around that wording, and the visceral reaction that a lot of people had, that they you know, maybe the world just, they're not ready for that type of revelation to happen, mm-hmm. because who knows what their world is like. But the thought that there's potentially something else out there was, like, very, very the reaction was extremely negative to that.
Sure. Yeah, no, I agree. One of your chatters, and I keep thinking Kane's talking to Frank Zappa. Ah, that's funny. Good job. Well done.
and for those listening to the audio version of this, if you're a Believe Plus member, jump on, you'll get the replay, and you'll see all the live chat. It goes up the side of the screen. It's rather good. I like this kind of interaction that you're able to do on these live streams now.
Oh yeah, it's really funny. But I love I love a good humor. Don't get me wrong. I'm not like, what do you mean I'm Frank Zappa? He was a talented guy. So, but no, I think that you're right. There's the segments of the people that are like, yeah, finally some recognition, because I've been seeing weird things and nobody's, you know, everybody's looked at me like an idiot. And that was a vindication in that, you know. And I'll tell you that there's always going to be those people that just ravenously defend their paradigm. And most commonly, they do it in such a...
You just listened to a preview of a Believe Plus episode. If you want to listen to the entire episode, head on over to believepod.com/plus and become a member.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Today.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.